97 on the Hill, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined this morning by 97.9 the Hill and ChapelBurr.com's own Allie Evans to catch us up on what's trending out there in the world. Good morning. How are you?
Hello. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. So before we get to, because I know you've got trends.
Yes.
I want to talk for a second about this stupid law out of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
The Don't Say Gay bill.
Yeah.
Which DeSantis is apparently going to sign if he hasn't already. And I'm following the specific moment, minute by minute details. But so the thing about this, if you haven't been following the Don't Say Gay bill, this is a bill that basically bans teachers, because we're just banning things left and right these days, from teaching anything having to do with sexual orientation or sexuality. This is going to be interpreted as if you do anything or if you teach anything related to homosexuality or LGBT, that's what's being prohibited. People who are in favor of the bill have been coming out in droves saying, oh, if you read the bill, there's nothing in there about LGBTQ. There's nothing in there about gay. It's not specific to anything.
Right.
And I think that's great. You want to be real draconian and prudish and ban all discussion of sexual orientation of any stripe or any form. I think that's fantastic. It'll be real disappointing when kids can't watch Cinderella anymore, which the whole second half of the movie revolves around a straight relationship. The Little Mermaid
would have to go.
Yeah, Beauty and the Beast would have to go. Aladdin.
Beauty and the Beast is a whole other one for me, because I recall when the live action came out, everyone was up in arms at the potential of a gay character.
Yeah.
Let's not even discuss the fact that this is a woman falling in love with like a water buffalo, but it just seems like the lead was a little lost on
that
one.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Ooh, that scene in Bambi where everyone gets Twitter-pated, you'll have to cut that out of every time you show that movie to kids. We'll have to have a censored version of that. And you know what? If people are willing to do all of those things, The Lion King, there's like a whole sequence. There's a whole love story in The Lion King that's going to have to go. Aladdin is going to have to go. As long as you're treating everyone equally.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, we're being kind of like glib and silly about it, but at the end of the day,
it's an anti-gay bill, and that's not okay.
It's an anti-gay bill, and when you feel like you're, especially when you're younger, when you feel like you're different, seeing yourself represented, hearing yourself represented, finding people who are similar to you. I mean, all we're ever trying to do growing up is like find our community.
Yes.
Where we fit in. And I just feel like with the Don't Say Gay bill, that's going to harm children.
Yeah.
With critical race theory, that could harm children. All we're ever doing is looking for people who are like us.
Yeah.
And the more we take out of curriculum and the less we help kids find things that make them feel comfortable, the harder it is for us to find our community.
Yeah.
And I'm 34 years old. And I still struggle to find it.
Yeah, of course.
That's an unfortunate trend. But I go to Florida a lot, and I'm gonna stay gay as much as I want when I'm down there. So
bring the rainbow shirts.
Yeah. Hope 100%. You close all the rides at Disney World and end with the princess falling in love with the
prince. I was gonna say that whole Little Mermaid ride.
Gotta go. You better put a shirt on Triton, because girl, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. I ride that ride 10 times. What's okay, lighten us up. What's going on in the world that's fun?
Speaking of putting shirts on, I saw the new Batman.
Cool.
The Batman last weekend. Are you a superhero movie guy?
So not a super big fan of the DC extended universe.
Okay.
I don't like Zack Snyder, but in general, yeah, like I love Batman movies.
Yeah.
Like one of my formative movies was going to see the Michael Keaton Batman when I was 9. Like it was a huge thing for me.
There's definitely a big digression between Marvel and DC now. And I think they've really doubled down on it with the Batman. It's very dark. I don't want to spoil anything. To me, at times it felt like a psychological thriller.
Dour emo guyliner Batman, right?
Almost jumping. I mean, it works for me. I'm not going to talk
about
it. Oh, yeah,
no, that's absolutely not complaining.
But it almost jumps into like the horror film genre, which I'm not a fan of. So I found myself being like, I really want to look at Rob Pattinson right now, but I run the risk of scaring myself. But it was great. And
that's most people who look at Rob Pattinson.
You know, I audibly commented after like the first like fight scene in the movie, and it was very quiet in the theater, and I embarrassed myself. But I also saw at Filmfest 919
yes.
this past fall the Princess Diana film with Kristen Stewart.
Oh yeah, Spencer.
And I just think it's funny that the you know everyone had all those things to say about Twilight. It was like the butt of every joke mm-hmm. from 2008, I think, yeah. to whenever and. Yeah, I
that's
think
a heck of a cast they got for the Twilight movies, right? Like Anna Kendrick is in it too, right?
Anna
She's
Kendrick
fantastic.
Is in it. Is it Billy Burke that plays her father?
I'm not going to remember.
Billy Burke, that sounds right. But yeah, a lot of people in those films. Dakota Fanning is in those
yes.
films. Anyways, it's nice to see the people I feel like I kind of like grew up with and have been like watching their career. They're both having really big, great years.